precision fermented whey and egg protein aren't drop-in replacements. Here's what changes. Perfect Day's beta-lactoglobulin and every ovalbumin are molecularly identical to the animal proteins they replace, and still demand a different formulation approach, a mandatory allergen label, and specifications the natural version never needed. A practical brief for product developers. From LifeMate Tech. Perfect Day's beta-lactoglobulin and every ovalbumin are marketed on a simple claim, molecularly identical to the whey and egg proteins they replace. That claim is accurate, and it is also the reason formulators keep underestimating how much actually changes when a fermentation-derived isolate replaces the animal-derived ingredient in a working recipe. The protein is the same molecule. Almost everything around it is not. Purity is the product and the problem. Conventional whey isolate is not one protein. It is a mixture, mostly beta-lactoglobulin, but also alpha-lactalbumin, bovine serum albumin, immunoglobulins, and residual fat and minerals carried over from milk. Whole egg white is more mixed still. Ovalbumin makes up only 54% of its protein content by mass, alongside ovotransferrin, ovomucoid, lysozyme, and half a dozen minor proteins, according to a 2024 review in Poultry Science. Formulators calibrated standard recipes against those mixtures for decades, often relying on components they never explicitly specified. A trace of fat here, a mineral there, to hit a target texture. A fermentation-derived ingredient is built differently. Perfect Day describes its ProFirm beta-lactoglobulin as containing no lactose, cholesterol, hormones or pesticides, a single purified protein rather than a dairy fraction, and states it carries higher branched-chain amino acid content than other whey proteins on the market and stays clear in solution. A claim the company makes about its own ingredient rather than one we independently verified. Isolating ovalbumin to similar purity from real eggs is possible, but was, until recently, genuinely difficult. The Poultry Science review cites a sequential separation method using ammonium sulfate and citric acid that reaches greater than 97% yield in lab conditions and greater than 85% purity at scale up. A process only refined enough to be practical in the past decade. Precision fermentation reaches a comparable purity directly, without that separation step. That purity cuts both ways on the specification sheet. A single protein isolate gives a formulator a cleaner label and a more predictable input. No seasonal variation in fat content, no lot-to-lot drift tied to an animal's diet or lactation stage. It also means the nutrition panel changes shape. Removing lactose, cholesterol, and the minor whey proteins changes the amino acid and macronutrient profile a recipe was built around. Not just the ingredient list. Practical consequence. A fermentation-derived isolate is a new ingredient class, not a substitution ratio swap for conventional whey or egg protein. Whatever functional, structural or nutritional role the missing fat, minerals or co-proteins were quietly playing in your existing formulation has to be rebuilt on purpose, not assumed. The functional properties are real, and they carry the same quirks as the original molecule. Both proteins earn their reputation honestly. Beta-lactoglobulin's gelling, foaming and emulsifying behavior is the reason Perfect Day positions ProFirm across milk, yogurt, cream cheese and ice cream, describing it as delivering the creamy, whippable, spreadable texture those categories require. Ovalbumin has the same functional trio, gelling, foaming, emulsifying, which is what makes it central to meat processing, bakery and baby food applications. According to the Poultry Science Review, what fermentation does not change is the underlying protein chemistry. Native ovalbumin is poorly soluble in its non-hydrolyzed form, hydrophobic enough that researchers describe it as impractical to use as a primary raw material in beverage systems without enzymatic hydrolysis first. That limitation belongs to the ovalbumin molecule itself. A fermentation-derived version is the identical molecule, so it inherits the identical limitation. Precision fermentation solves a sourcing problem. No hens, no separation process, consistent supply, not the molecule's native solubility profile. Practical consequence. Evaluate the target protein's known functional ceiling in the scientific literature before evaluating the fermentation supplier. If native ovalbumin needs hydrolysis to work in a beverage matrix, the fermentation-derived version will need it too. The allergen label does not go away. This is the detail most likely to catch a marketing team off guard. Perfect Day states its own position without hedging. Though its protein is not derived from a cow, it is not dairy-free, and any product containing it contains a milk allergen, not suitable, the company says, for anyone with a milk protein allergy. The company requires its commercial partners to take three specific steps. Declare contains milk allergen or contains milk protein on the front of pack. List non-animal whey protein in the ingredients list per the US Food Allergen Labeling and Consumer Protection Act, FALCPA, and repeat the allergen declaration in bold after the ingredients list. The UK's Food Standards Agency made the same point publicly as recently as 16 June 2026 and framed it as an active concern rather than a settled one. A dairy alternative marketed as animal-free may still contain a protein similar to milk protein, even though it does not come from an animal source. Terms like animal-free can be conflated by consumers with plant-based or even dairy-free, which could put people with allergies at risk. The FSA's guidance is explicit that authorization or labeling practice accepted in one market cannot be assumed to satisfy another. If you are developing a product for the UK market, do not assume that labeling requirements authorized elsewhere will automatically meet UK requirements. Practical consequence: brief marketing on allergen status before animal-free positioning is finalized, not after. Budget a separate labeling review for each target market rather than porting a US label structure elsewhere, and treat the FSA's 2026 warning as a signal that regulators are actively watching this category for consumer confusion, not a closed question. What's actually commercially available today? The realistic supplier list is still short. Perfect Day's beta-lactoglobulin is produced by a genetically engineered strain of the fungus Trichoderma riesse, the underlying GRAS notis, GRNNO. 863 was filed with the FDA in March 2019, and Food Navigate USA reported the company secured its no objections response in April 2020. Every ovalbumin is the other ingredient with real commercial traction. Beyond dairy and egg proteins, the same production model is being used for Gelta's fermentation-derived collagen peptides, and for Nissin, a long-used antimicrobial peptide now manufactured at industrial scale by fermentation rather than extraction, according to trade coverage in Food Engineering. Supply infrastructure is still building out behind the ingredient list. The Good Food Institute's tracking, cited by Food Engineering, counted 16 new fermentation facilities opened or announced worldwide in 2024 alone, evidence the category is scaling capacity, though a facility announcement is not the same as qualified, running commercial supply for a specific protein. Shalimar Esrianath, process engineering manager at Kinovate Life Sciences, frames the underlying case for switching in structural rather than marketing terms. Precision fermentation decouples production from geography and reduces land, water and energy demands, while providing an animal-free supply pathway. Precision fermentation also enables highly targeted engineering of specific molecules with far less waste than conventional methods, she told Food Engineering. Sizing the category is harder than naming its players. Grandview Research is cited as valuing the global precision fermentation market at $4.01 billion in 2024 and projecting $34.61 billion by 2030. The Good Food Institute is cited projecting fermentation-enabled meat, seafood, egg and dairy ingredients specifically could reach $15 to $74 billion by 2030. Both are third-party market projections rather than measured outcomes, and the width of GFI's own range, a nearly fivefold spread, is itself a signal of how unsettled that estimate is. Practical consequence: qualify a supplier on its production host strain, its facility's actual operating status, announced capacity is not running capacity, and the regulatory status of that specific protein in each target market before requesting samples. Precision fermentation describes a manufacturing method, not a single regulatory or functional profile. GRN 863 covers one company's beta-lactoglobulin from one production strain, not the category. What we could not establish. Neither company publishes per kilogram pricing for its protein. Both are sold through direct commercial negotiation rather than list price, consistent with the general opacity in fermentation-derived ingredient costs we found when reviewing the industry's public cost models. Minimum order quantities and lead times are not publicly disclosed by either supplier. Both require a direct sample request through their commercial teams. We could not confirm whether the specific three-step labeling convention Perfect Day applies in the US is legally required, contractually self-imposed, or both, nor whether an equivalent formal convention exists in the EU or other markets beyond the general FALP-equivalent allergen declaration rules, the FSA references for the UK. The current commercial supply status and pricing structure of every ovalbumin were not independently verified beyond its inclusion as a commercially available ingredient in trade coverage. We did not locate in every published production or regulatory document equivalent to Perfect Day's public GRAS notice.
What to watch?
Whether GFI's $15 to $74 billion 2030 range narrows. A projection that wide is not yet a forecast anyone can plan against. Watch for a tighter figure as more companies report actual rather than modelled revenue. Whether more single protein isolates reach GRAS status in 2026-27. The commercially viable list, beta-lactoglobulin, ovalbumin, select collagen peptides, Nissin, has been stable for several years. A genuinely new addition would be a signal the pipeline is widening, not just the market forecasts. Whether an allergen labelling enforcement action follows the FSA's June 2026 warning. Regulators flagging a risk publicly is often the step before an enforcement case. A mislabeled or underlabeled animal-free product entering the UK market would be the test of how seriously that warning should have been taken.